That's head coach Gus Bradley in the starting safeties. Josh Evans on the free side. Jonathan Ciprian on the strong side. Jaguars defense trying to get some things in order this week against the San Diego Chargers. And welcome to Inside the Jaguars. J.P. Shadrick with you. The Jaguars back to work on the Florida Blue practice fields Thursday afternoon. And, of course, all eyes still on Jaguars quarterback Blake Bortles. He'll make his first NFL start at Qualcomm Stadium on Sunday. And offensive coordinator Jed Fish earlier this week said that Bortles is used to hard coaching. He worked under George O'Leary at UCF, of course, and Fish said that Bortles told him to hold him to a higher standard. That goes throughout the season. Head coach Gus Bradley said that Bortles has the mental toughness to handle it as well. Some other notes from around practice on Thursday. Austin Pastor, the right tackle, still has a club on his broken hand, so Sam Young likely will start at right tackle. Paul Posluszny, middle linebacker, out yesterday as a precaution, back today. He plans on playing at San Diego. And Clay Harbor, the tight end, 2 days in a row on the practice field. That's good news for a thin tight end group. It's time to go behind enemy lines. The Chargers are 2-1. They lost the opener against the Cardinals, but they have two quality wins after that against the Seahawks and on the road against the Buffalo Bills. Chargers, of course, are led by their 11th-year quarterback, Philip Rivers, coming off another Pro Bowl season, but Rivers has carried it over early in 2014 and through 3 games, 6 touchdowns, 1 interception, a rating over 108. And though the Jaguars have struggled the first 3 weeks, Rivers is not giving in to any talk of a mismatch.
This isn't week 15, a winless team. That's a little different boat you're jumping into. This is an early team that just hadn't gotten it going yet. They've switched quarterbacks. We got to be ready to go. And based on the practice we had today, there's no need for any conversations about making sure we're focused.
Hope you'll join us on radio tonight, the Gus Bradley Show from 6 to 7. Gus and Jeff Lagerman, followed by an hour of Jaguars Thursday. Myself, Lagerman, and Tony Baselli, all on the flagship station of Jaguars Radio, 1010 XL and 92.5 FM. Change in schedule for the Jags on Friday. They will practice normal time, and then they'll travel to San Diego on Friday. We'll have all the post-practice coverage right here on Jaguars.com. That's it for today on Inside the Jaguars.